Review 4.
For this lesson, you'll need a pencil and a piece of paper. First, listen to this postcard from Anne Wynn, Stephen's wife.
Dear Mary, the last few weeks have been very busy for me. I'm pregnant, as you know, but the doctors said I'm completely healthy. Since Stephen got word that he's going to be a father, he's been nervous. We're looking forward to having you visit us after the baby arrives. Love, Anne.
Now listen to and repeat these phrases.
Dear Mary, the last few weeks have been very busy for me. The last few weeks have been very busy for me. I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant, as you know. But the doctor said, I'm completely healthy. I'm pregnant, as you know. But the doctor said, I'm completely healthy. Since Stephen got word that he's going to be a father, he's been nervous. Since Stephen got word that he's going to be a father, he's been nervous. We're looking forward to having you visit us after the baby arrives. We're looking forward to having you visit us after the baby arrives. Love, Anne.
Now take your pencil and a piece of paper. You're going to hear Anne's postcard again. But this time, you're going to write it as a dictation. There's a pause after each group of words for you to write. Ready? Let's begin.
Dear Mary, the last few weeks have been very busy for me. I'm pregnant, as you know, but the doctor said, I'm completely healthy. Since Stephen got word that he's going to be a father, he's been nervous. We're looking forward to having you visit us after the baby arrives. Love, Anne.
Now use your paper to answer the following five questions. Answer in complete sentences. Okay, let's begin. Question 1. What does Anne say about how the last few weeks have been for her?
She says they've been very busy for her.
Question 2. What does Mary already know about Anne?
She knows that Anne's pregnant.
Question 3. What does the doctor say about Anne?
The doctor says she's completely healthy.
Question 4. How has Stephen been since he got word that he's going to be a father?
He's been nervous.
Question 5. What are Anne and Stephen looking forward to after the baby arrives?
They're looking forward to having Mary visit them.
Now listen to Anne talking to her father on the phone.
Hello.
Hello, Dad? It's me, Anne.
Hi, Annie. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Dad. In fact, I feel completely healthy.
Good. Stephen's a little nervous, I suppose.
A little nervous? He's very nervous.
Have you bought all the things you need for the baby?
Not yet. Stephen's out shopping right now. We've already bought a crib, some baby blankets, diapers, and bottles. But we haven't bought a baby carriage yet. I think he may buy one today.
You heard Anne say,
"We've already bought a crib, some baby blankets, diapers, and bottles. But we haven't bought a baby carriage yet."
Now you're going to play the role of Janet or Carlos. Another couple expecting a baby. Tell us what you've already bought and what you haven't bought yet. For example, I say, "A crib. A baby carriage." And you say,
"We've already bought a crib, but we haven't bought a baby carriage yet."
If I say, "Baby blankets, diapers," you say,
"We've already bought some baby blankets, but we haven't bought any diapers yet."
Ready? Let's begin. A crib. A baby carriage.
We've already bought a crib, but we haven't bought a baby carriage yet.
Baby blankets. Diapers.
We've already bought some baby blankets, but we haven't bought any diapers yet.
Bottles. A high chair.
We've already bought some bottles, but we haven't bought a high chair yet.
A car seat. Toys.
We've already bought a car seat, but we haven't bought any toys yet.
A playpen. Rattles.
We've already bought a playpen, but we haven't bought any rattles yet.
Baby furniture. Dolls.
We've already bought some baby furniture, but we haven't bought any dolls yet.
Well, you've bought a lot for the new baby, haven't you? But it sounds like you have a lot of shopping to do before you're completely ready.
This is the end of Review 4.